Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is What She Saw Last Night by MJ Cross. Published by Orion Books in 2019, today's book is all about a missing little girl, lies, and trains. After a terrible few months, Jenny is heading to Scotland, to her recently dead father's house in the Highlands, and she decides to take the overnight train, the Caledonian Sleeper, from London. Just making the train before it departs, Jenny rushes through the narrow aisles to find her compartment. Along the way, she sees a nervy woman struggling with her suitcase, who's dropped a plush toy rabbit. Jenny picks up the rabbit for her and sees the woman's daughter inside the compartment. She also sees the person in the next compartment, a tall man in a black coat with a closely shaven head. In the middle of the night, Jenny gets up and finds a body lying in the aisle. It's the nervous woman she's met earlier, and Jenny raises the alarm. And when the police arrive, they find the woman has died from an overdose. But when Jenny asks about the little girl, no one knows what she's talking about. There was no passenger listing for the little girl, and no one else saw her board the train. And it's the same story for the shaven-headed man in the compartment next door. When Jenny tries to convince the police that the little girl's missing, the CCTV from the station also shows no sign of her. Jenny starts to believe everyone else and wonders whether she's imagined it, but she can't shake the feeling that something else terrible has happened on the train. And she begins her own investigation. What She Saw Last Night starts off as a crime story, but as Jenny delves deeper to find the truth about the missing girl, the story turns into more of an action thriller. Jenny is at a crossroads in her life. After the death of her father and the breakdown of her marriage, the people who don't believe her try to claim that she's still grieving, or worse, a little bit crazy. But she finds an ally in one of the investigating British Transport Police officers, the dependable ex-military Mike. As Jenny's investigations lead her further into the world of women's shelters and charities, corporate corruption, and people who do anything to keep a secret, Jenny, who at the heart of it is a perfectly ordinary, everyday, relatable character, has no idea what she's got herself into. What's also interesting about this book is the train, the Caledonian Sleeper, particularly the older model of train which Jenny travelled on with its lack of CCTV and other modern conveniences. And despite the murders, I'm still keen to travel one day on a similar train. While there are a few guns as the story hurtles towards the climax, What She Saw Last Night is more about the characters, Jenny and Mike, than the action. So if you like determined amateur detectives, night trains, corrupt businessmen and policemen investigating outside of hours, you might like What She Saw Last Night by MJ Cross. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.